Hey everyone, this is Michael Sparks, and it's the AMSOIL training call that we do every week here for our team and for anybody else that cares to be more successful at their AMSOIL business. And today is Monday, August 1st, and it's 2016. If you're listening to this thing on the recording, this is when we recorded it. And we appreciate everybody, whether you're on the call live tonight. We do have some live callers, as well as anybody that listens to it archived or through the podcast or whatnot. Please visit our website, which is lube-direct.com, and then you can click on the dealer training site from there, and you can get all of our archived calls going back to about 2012 when we started this. And I hear from dealers all the time. I actually got a message the other day from a dealer that's not on our team that's been listening to our calls and really enjoys them and everything. So we know these calls are going out to a lot of people, and we really do appreciate it. Sometimes we feel like we're doing this and not getting anything out of it, but I know there's a lot of dealers listening to this, and I hope it helps them get their business and be more successful, get their business up and running, as well as shoot to the higher levels of recognition in AMSOIL. This last weekend, we attended a training class. It's a generic network marketing training class. It was not hosted by AMSOIL. It was actually held in Nashville by Todd Falcone. He's been on our call several times in the past. And the name of the training class was called Cracking the Code to Success in Network Marketing. And there were about a half a dozen other network marketing companies represented there. All people came from all over the country. Even Carol Bell came up to this from Austin, Texas. So there were people from Massachusetts and Georgia and South Carolina and Arkansas. So this was a well-attended conference, training class, as they say. And I wanted to go over some of the highlights of that. Todd Falcone is a 26-year veteran in network marketing. He has built, I think he said he has built six different network marketing companies up to a six-figure income over the last 25 years. And he explained some of the companies went out of business and some of the companies just weren't a good fit for him or what have you. But so that's how he got into the training and helping people be more successful. And it was really well-received information, and I took some notes. He does have a book that's out called Fearless Networking, Create Better Connections, Invite with Ease, Obliterate Objections, Follow Up, and Close Right Like a Pro. A lot of the stuff that he trained on was actually out of this this little booklet. So if you want a more in-depth understanding of how to be more successful in our type of industry, which is MLM or network marketing, I suggest anybody get this Fearless Networking, and I'll have some links on our website for this when it's available to be purchased online. I don't know if it's ready yet or not. This came out in June, as a matter of fact, this book did. But I'm going to go over the highlights tonight. One of the ones I really got a tickle out of was Nooks and Crannies is what he calls it. And we kept making little jokes about Nooks and Crannies the whole entire weekend afterwards. But he talks about finding the nooks and crannies of time in your day to work on your business. You know, most of us, I think there were probably only a couple of people in the entire classroom that were full-time in any network marketing business. Of course, we raised our hands. We're full-time AMSOIL dealers. But, you know, so we work at this on a full-time basis. So our nooks and crannies are a lot wider than most people that have full-time jobs and careers and families and a lot of other things going on. But I guarantee 100% of the people that are listening in on this have some extra time that they are wasting or spending doing unproductive things. And this could be things such as watching TV, sports, getting on the internet that's just wasting time, commuting in their car, that was one that we talked about on the class, playing video games, other types of hobbies that maybe not be as productive for you, and finding those nooks and crannies. And he talked about that, And you don't have to spend hours to have productive time in your AMSOIL business. 15 minutes a couple of times a day is enough to make a phone call or send an email or post something to social media, create a blog post, search for new prospects, follow up, find those nooks and crannies and fill them with business-generating activities. One that he talked about was as he drove around through his own neighborhood, he would call real estate people and see if they were open to having another type of income. And he would call them up, and he had a little spiel that he talked about that. And I think it's part of his recruiting professionals training series that he has. But, you know, there's cars going up and down the road all day long. We all have a cell phone. You know, next time you drive by a car and you see a telephone number on the side of it, whether it's a lawn care business, a plumbing business, a trucking business, a hauling business, whatever, just, you know, pull your phone out and have your camera app available quickly. And just snap a photo of the side of that vehicle. And whenever you get a free a nook and cranny of your time, give them a call and then talk to them about what you can provide for that company and see if they're interested. So there's a lot of time during the day that we have downtime. And we talked about a guy that couldn't build his business, and he spent 2 hours a day commuting in his car, it was 2 hours one way maybe, spent 4 hours a day, and he couldn't have time to work on his business. And Todd Falcone helped him. He was driving, you know, on his two-hour commute, follow up with prospects. You know, you can sit in your car, and I don't know, depending on the state that you live in, I'd suggest using some type of hands-free device or some type of something you don't have to sit and hold your phone. It's just a lot easier to do that. I'm a real proponent of the Bluetooth headsets. I like those because they just let me drive, and I can put it in and talk and not have to worry about holding up my phone. I have both hands free, so you can do that. Another thing they talked about was MASS. That was the letters MASS, and MASS stands for mindset, action, skill set equals success. I thought this was really interesting. It all begins with your mindset. How what we think about on a regular basis and the mindset that you have towards developing your business, and then putting that into action. We can think about things all day long, but if we don't have the action part of it, nothing will get done. So putting your mindset into action, and then your skill set, that's, we can't get better unless we work on our skill set. And even attending this training that we did this last weekend is working on our skill set. You can read books. You can watch videos. There's a lot of things on YouTube. You just Google anything with Jim Rohn or Dennis Waitley or Tim Sales or you know, even Todd Falcone has a bunch of videos on there on YouTube. So you work on your skill sets of following up and communicating and you know, asking the right questions and so forth, and that will give you the success. So have the right mindset and put those things into action, and then keep working on your skill set, and that will give you success. I thought that was really interesting, the way he had that put that out there. So another one that we talked about was, are you all in? And he talked about drawing a line in the sand. Decide if you're serious about being involved in our company. If you are serious, you don't have to be full-time to be all in. You just have to have the mindset from above that I just talked about, that you're serious about being an AMSOIL dealer, and then get into action. Keep working on your skills, and you will be successful even if it is part-time. And many dealers have started this business part-time over the years, and as they got more involved, the income came up. Other parts of their life were freed up. They were able to even devote more time. So just decide right now, if you're listening to this, am I serious? Am I all in with my AMSOIL business? Are you committed? Are you committed to being a serious AMSOIL dealer? If not, you know, look in the mirror and say, you know, is this something I really want? If it's in the way of doing something else you really want, I'd suggest not doing it. You know, if there's something else that's more important in your life, that you'll be happier at and more successful at or what have you. But decide, are you all in, and make that decision as soon as possible. And if you are going to decide, then take advantage of all the training that AMSOIL offers, all the information that's in the AMSOIL dealer zone. Take advantage of, obviously, these training calls. If you're on there, take advantage of all those. And then, go out and tell other people about them. Sponsor your people into your team and help them get started. And you'd be surprised that compounding that power of leverage in your business over time, you do these activities over time, they will produce a compounding effort that you'll see your commissions and your business exponentially grow. Another one he talked about is getting new friends. He says you have people that are negative about your AMSOIL business, negative about life in general, just people that are negative. That drags you down, and it's really doesn't help anyone. And there's just those people are out there, and you just have to limit your time with those types of people. And you don't necessarily have to get rid of them. Some maybe you do have to get rid of, but not to get rid of them as friend, but just limit your time. And but the key is also to find new people that support you, that want to see you succeed, and will be your support group. This could be other entrepreneurs, people you know that are also in other types of businesses that we have. I'm friends with a lot of people in various types of home business opportunities, and we all help each other, and we try to give each other ideas and support and everything. It could also be your upline, the people, your sponsor, your direct jobber, and even people at AMSOIL. They're here to help you be successful. So lean on those people. And there's other types of mentors. There's people that are kind of retired, and that's all they do is mentor people. And then there's clergy. There's other business people. There's people in your local area that you could meet and meet up with and get mentorship about building your AMSOIL business. So seek those people out. Talked about having the average of your five closest friends, and this is true for, in your income and your social economics. So write down your five closest friends. This is a little exercise. Write them down, and then try to determine what their income is, and then divide that income by five. And he says that will be a pretty close estimate of what your income is. So your income is the average of the five people that are your five closest friends. And I would guess this to be pretty close for most people. And if you want to bring up your income, then your circle of influence has to be higher as well. You want to be the lowest of your five friends in income, not the middle or the highest, because you're never going to grow if you don't do that. So find others that are consistently earn more than you. And if you do this on a regular basis, you'll see your skills, your outlook, and your income, as well as your success increase. So, find new friends is what he said, and you'll see more success. That was a really interesting class that he gave on that. Again, if you're surrounded by negative people, do everything in your power to get them out of your life, or at least reduce your contact with them. This will do more for your success in the near future than any training or any books you read. It's just having a better outlook, and you'll be more successful right away. One of the other things he talks about is cold calling or getting new business. It doesn't have to necessarily be cold calling, but you have to find a way to introduce our products, AMSOIL products, the company, the business opportunity to new people. And you have to do this on a regular basis. And if you could do that, he had us all write, put a little box, a little square box, not a big box, a little square box, and put the number of people that we contacted in the last 24 hours about our AMSOIL business or about our businesses that we were working. And many people had zero, several people had one or two, and very few people, I don't think anybody in the whole class had a double digits. And Todd Falcone's saying is double digits a day keep the commissions on their way. So how many people do you contact on a regular basis? And this saying that Todd's saying will surely prove to be a productive action. What if you could contact 10 people, double digits? That'd be 10 people. That's the minimum double digits you need per day. If you contacted 10 people per day, just 6 days a week, you know, you don't have to contact anybody on Sunday. Just do it 6 days a week. That would be 60 people per week with over 3,120 people per year that you're contacting about your company, our opportunity, and the products. What if 10% of those people decided to work with you? That's 312 new customers per year. 99% of dealers are not doing this, so they're not contacting that many people on a regular basis. Otherwise, our company would be about 100 times the size it is now. So if you really want to see the AMSOIL numbers grow, go out there and contact 10 people a day about our business, and that could be in a variety of ways to do that. There's no one way of doing it. Just put down 10, and he gave us some cool tools to be able to use that. One was like a little ledger, a activity ledger, and I put that in our email email that I just sent out. You can purchase that, or you could just use a yellow pad or legal pad if you wanted to, or any kind of notebook. That's always a you can use that as well if you want the low cost budget method. We went over a class about what to say. You know, a lot of people say, is this network marketing? And when somebody gets that question, they don't know what to say. They don't know what to answer. And you have to have the confidence to know. And I've done this over the years, just have studied the fact that I believe network marketing is one of the best business models that's out there compared to anything else. So if you get that question, is this network marketing or is this one of those MLM companies, get comfortable saying, absolutely it is, or I wouldn't touch it. Our company uses legitimate marketing to help get our products to market. This is a legitimate company, and absolutely it is network marketing, or I wouldn't touch it. Somebody asks, is this a pyramid scheme? Absolutely not. Those are illegal. I wouldn't touch any company that uses those types of marketing tactics. We only get paid when a product gets sold. That's a true fact for AMSOIL. We don't get paid unless a product gets sold. So get yourself familiar with those terms and be confident when somebody that you talk to about our business opportunity, especially if they ask that, if it's network marketing. And the truth be told is it's a hybrid. Our AMSOIL company is a hybrid type of compensation plan. And what really attracted to me at the very beginning when I became a dealer, I didn't know what network marketing was at all, was the fact that I could make a good income just to getting my own customers. Commercial retail program, you could make $100,000 a year and never sponsor another AMSOIL dealer. I wouldn't think that's the most efficient way, but you know, if that's what you got to do to get started, you know, more power to you. So anyhow, those are a couple of things I had from the training class. I'm going to see if Carol Bell's listening. She might have a few words, or if any other people that attended. I know Brian and Fran were there, as well as a couple other dealers. I'm going to take it. If you want to push *6, I'll just do it that way. Then I don't have to unmute everybody else. *6 or unmute from your phone if you want to say a couple words about this last weekend's training with Todd Falcone.
Oh, Michael?
Yeah. You there, Carol?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, good.
I thought a couple of things that he said were pretty special, and actually we spent a lot of time on one of them, and that is practicing. I know Rob Stenberg talks about that too, that we need to practice in front of a mirror, in front of a spouse, in front of our dog or whatever, but practice what we're going to say. Even if we've been in this business a long time, like I have, everybody needs to practice. And what you're going to say, and he did a little exercise with us that at first was a little, oh, maybe uncomfortable, a little awkward, but as we went on, we all, I think, got better at doing it. And we may say something totally different when we're actually in a real situation, but at least the practicing does help, and we need to do that a lot.
And I agree. Yeah, like you said, we went through a couple of rounds. He gave us a couple of minutes to go, and there were four people in a group, or most everybody. I think you were in a group of three, but we got to do it with three other people, so that it wasn't really easy. The first time was really hard. By the time you get to the second person, it's getting a little bit. By the time you get to the third person, it's gotten a little bit easier every time you do it. So I agree that. And it doesn't take a lot of practice. Just a few times of figuring out what you want to say and whatnot is going to go a long way to help you feel more confident.
Right, because I think everybody that doesn't practice, when they get in front of a potential customer, they're really a little bit ill at ease. They're not sure maybe what they're going to say. And maybe they do their practice on the spot that way. But and maybe that helps. But doing it like he recommended, I think it is really good. I also liked what he said about telling, showing, trying, and then doing. People don't go out and try to sell our products. A lot of them have the idea that they need to learn it all first, and you'll just never learn it all. So you need to learn a little, try a little, go show somebody how to do it, and then try and then do. It takes those steps, I think, are excellent.
Now we've talked about that. I know you guys have, as well as myself, is, you know, find the products that you're already using. So you try, you're trying the products yourself, and you're getting a chance to see how they work, whether it's, you know, starting out with something as simple as PI or diesel clean or whatever, and then try them yourself, and then go out and then tell other people about them.
Right.
And so as you're doing, and you're going to get more confidence, just keep adding to your list of products that you're using on a regular basis. You know, whether it's in your vehicles or the grease, if you're using a grease, whatever. You know, and then tell other people about what your experience with it. That's really all we're doing is telling stories and sharing what we've learned, you know.
Exactly.
Did you have anything else, Carol?
I really want to get one of the books he recommended. It was called 4-Year Career by Richard Brooks. Brooke, 4-Year Career by Richard Brooke. I want to get that book.
That's a great book. It definitely, I think, will help a lot of people understand that, you know, this isn't a get-rich-quick business. And just like anything, you know, most people go to college. It takes, 4 or 5 years now. Most people are going 5 years before they get out. They haven't even earned a dime. They paid money. I think he talked about that. I think Topfell kind of talked about it. Pay all that money. And then you get out, and you haven't even earned anything yet. And the beauty of our business is, you know, if you put in 3 or 4 years along the way, we're able to earn an income while we're learning about the business and the products and the company and all that stuff. So it's really a good way to think about it.
That's right. It is.
Yeah. But, well,
I'll
excellent.
Let somebody else do something if they want to.
Yeah,
hey, Michael.
Sure. Yeah.
Hey, one thing that I took away from Todd that I'd just like to share with everybody was the acronym that is overused, the just over broke, the J-O-B for a job. And when he said it, it made pretty good sense. When you say just over broke to somebody you're looking to recruit, you're actually making a derogatory statement towards somebody you're trying to get in tight with. So you kind of start out on the bad foot, really, if you say, hey, you know, I'm interested in talking to you about possibly working with me with AMSOIL, maybe get you away from your J-O-B. It does have a derogatory sound. So that was something that I thought was a pretty good little nugget.
Exactly. And you know, all of us came from that. So it's not like it's, you know, why would we make fun of somebody where it came from the same place we did? You know, nobody came into the very few people came into the business that didn't have a job. So exactly. And, using those terms is, it's kind of funny or ha, 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 but it's really, I mean, honestly, it's not, because we all had to start somewhere. And still, if people want to have a job, that's perfectly fine too. There's nothing wrong with it. So
this, the last thing I'll add, and I'll let somebody else speak up if they like, is when I was taking down some of the numbers that Todd was talking about, this one here was one I found that was pretty special. 1 in 4 people have purchased a product from a direct seller in the past 6 months. So when you think about that, be proud of what you do. Don't be afraid to talk to somebody. I mean, you've got a 25% chance that they're already dealing with somebody in direct sales already. So, go out there and be bold.
And I actually wrote down something of that. I didn't put it in. I've got it in my notes here, but I do remember writing it down about that. If you we're involved in the industry, network marketing industry, and there's plenty of products that are out there that you might be able to use that for another person. So you can kind of partner up with that person. And I know, like, you've got a sister that sells some products that we buy. Melaleuca is the name of the company, and we buy products from them. So we're supporting the industry, and there are probably hundreds of other people that buy products from other people they might buy Scentsy candle things. They might not be involved in the business. That might not be attracting. Maybe they don't want to go and set up a bunch of candles at a fair. But if they're already using a product that's sold from a network marketing company, then if you could tell them about that, that would help them become more open to understanding of working with somebody like us, if that's what they're interested in. And there's hundreds of customers. Mary Kay, I needed some new cologne for the year. There's a gal in our networking group, and I said, look, I could go to Dillard's and buy new cologne or whatever, but why don't I give you a chance to sell me some? What do you got? And I found a great scent that I liked and supported another industry that hopefully is going to support us. The more people that buy from other network marketing companies, the more that this becomes more legitimized, because it is legitimate, but it just becomes more mainstream, more people are comfortable with it. It's going to help us all do better. So I think that was a good thing. Like you say, 1 in 4 people are already purchasing products or services from network marketing companies. I use Legal Shield. That's another network marketing company. There's a lot of them out there. You just be surprised. And I do my best. If there's a product that I can find that I can support in that, and hopefully that person would reciprocate when they want to buy oil for their cars. Not always, but sometimes. But I try to make the whole entire industry better. So, good one, Brian. Appreciate it. And actually, that takes up our 30 minutes here for the night. I do have it. I noticed that maybe a couple other people are on. It looks like maybe Jeff Esri. Are you on? You want to say some words, Jeff? Okay. Again, I appreciate everybody getting on the call tonight. This is a great training. I'm going to do some more links, especially to the book. I think this is going to be a powerful book, easy read. It's not like a lot of pages, so if you're not a big reader, it's not going to intimidate you. It's only 103 pages, it looks like, and I'll get this thing probably read by the end of next week, so we'll get that out there for everybody. So appreciate everybody getting on the call tonight. Thanks, Michael. Yep, thank you. Have a good night. Get out there and make some AMSL happen. Good night, everyone.
Good night, Michael.
Thanks, Carol. Appreciate you.
Good night. Good night, Michael.